and welcome to Marooned at MacBite's headquarters. Day 286.
86, yeah, that's the one.
Somebody's been at the eggnog, haven't they, Mike?
No.
286. Have you got anything to say, Lola? Oh, she's got a dirty look on her face, haven't you? I haven't been given my treats, people.
She has been given her treats.
You have been given your treats. You have. You have. There was a tripe stick and there was a jumbone. So behave yourself. Not had a dentist stick. That's a problem. But you see, if we don't make her wait for the dentist stick, then she wolfs her way through about 9 of them. Anyway, how are we all doing? Now we know what day it is, Mike. Boxing Day, 26th, remember? Oh, he's getting there, bless him. Hello, Jonathan. Did you catch up with the M&M? Hello, Paul. Hello, Kim. How are you all doing today? Are you recovered from yesterday? Or were you not doing anything that giddy yesterday that you actually needed to recover from it? Let us know. Are we recovered yet?
I'm recovered. Are you recovered?
Probably not. No. Because Mike was done when he finished, when he pressed the stop button.
I was done, was I?
You were done when you pressed the stop button.
I was done.
Yeah. Like a turkey.
Does that mean I haven't got my batteries?
Oh, no, no. You're all right. You've got your batteries. As far as I know, you have. No. I had to then get started, of course, with the show. Which, as you know, I was still editing when we started Marooned. When we'd finished, we then had to publish it, didn't we, Mike?
We did.
Which was when the fun and games started. I think that
quote
should...
gate.
Hmm?
Quote gate.
Quote gate. Yes, it
my
was.
My bracket
was...
gate.
Indeed. Mm. Yeah, quote gate.
Small quote gate.
So we think that'll fill for 136. Because I got an extra point, didn't I, Jonathan? Show number 13. I got an extra point. Oh, and while Jonathan and Kim, the umpire, is here, we've got a VAR inquiry that's needed. On Friday night, Jonathan made it to the end of the show. But he was so giddy when we announced that there'd be a MacBites on Christmas Day, he forgot to claim his points. So it never went on the scoreboard. So, umpire, what do we do about that? Not on the scoreboard. It never happened. Jonathan forfeited a point as far as I'm concerned. Oh, right. Did we enjoy our belated Christmas dinner? Jonathan, well, let us explain this. No. Because we were that busy, we put it off till tomorrow. But it's okay that we've put it off till tomorrow, isn't it, Mike?
Yes.
Because it would have been my gran's birthday tomorrow. So we always had a party on the 27th for her birthday. She disliked intently that her birthday was so close to Christmas. You know, especially when you're a kid, you only get one set of presents. So we always gave her a big party. So we're going to have Christmas dinner tomorrow for gran's birthday. Yes, you tell them how terrible it is that we've made you wait and everything, which is complete rubbish. Because you've had yours, haven't you? Pigs in blankets again today. Although Daddy did say that was the last of the pigs in blankets.
No, Daddy's got some more out.
But he's going to cook fresh tomorrow. Oh, she's
you're a lucky bear.
I thought you might say that, Kim. Darn it. I don't mind this time. Because I've totally wiped that out by getting a MacBites out. So actually, next time we'll just start the show and add one to Jonathan and one to me. And carry on, as you were, nothing to say. So no, we did not have our Christmas dinner yet. But that was why. Apparently it was Christmas recently. I believe so. Apparently, it was a white Christmas in the UK, but we didn't see so much as one flake. Not one snowflake passed our window. So although it was snowy in certain places, not here. Not here. CQ, Deb, CQ. Ooh, lamb chops and winter veg. That sounds nice. Jonathan says, I think you won this year without the point. I think I might have done, Jonathan. What do you want most, Jonathan? Ponder this while you're eating and then come in and let us know. Would you prefer that the point difference wasn't made even more drastic? Or would you prefer another MacBites? Oh, questions. Bearing in mind, It's the 1st of January next Friday. So I don't stand much chance, really, do I? So it could well be that that's the end of the points this year. I don't know. And of course, next week on the 1st of January, we are either continuing or starting again. We'll take a vote on that. Right, let's carry on. I know he won it fair and square. He just didn't claim it, did he? He got so excited. Hello, Pete. Was that another Pete with Annie? I think it was. I don't know. Pete will let us know. There is Peter Williamson. It could have been Peter Williamson. I do believe Mrs. Pete, well, he's Peter usually.
Hey, did you come in at the end of the show last night?
Maybe he can't remember. Maybe he was drunk in charge of a
keyboard.
Somebody
called Pete came in just before we wrapped up, which was 8 o'clock last night.
And declared it was Pete and Annie.
Yeah.
So now we don't know. Now it's all confused. We thought it was you. We thought Pete could come in again and let us know. This is it. You know, everyone should have unique names. This would solve a problem for us. I didn't think we had a second Pete. I know we've got a Peter. In fact, we've got two Peters, haven't we?
We've got two Peters.
Two Peters and a Pete we've got.
And three Debs.
Three Debs and a partridge and a pear tree. Yeah. At least the Debs are Deb, Debbie and Deborah.
There's only one Kimmy, though.
There's only one Kimmy. There's only one Jonathan.
Kimmy's in capitals. Uppercase Kim.
I think for Johnny it's a win either way. Ah, oh, two Pauls.
Two Pauls, yeah.
Yeah, we definitely have. We're going to have the 12 days of Christmas, aren't we? The Paul in the end. Could you imagine if all the Debs were called Deb? Oh, that would be confusing.
Like the Julies.
Like the Julies. Are you still grumbling? Daddy, right. Look. Right, that is a brown denter stick.
See, Paul puts Sydney after his. Maya's right. Got a friend, Maya, Lola's got a friend called Sydney.
Has she?
Yeah, it's a girly dog.
A girly dog called Sydney? Yeah. You're particularly fond of boy dogs, actually.
Maya had
lots
of friends.
Oh, we did. Yes. Including Theo, prolific Theo.
Oh, we saw Theo the other day.
I can't believe he's still going.
Theo came and woofed at you, didn't he?
Don't go anywhere near him. He's got a reputation.
Was that the mating call?
He's a bad boy, is Theo. He's very free with his favours, is Theo.
He likes rumpy pumpy right. In the park. Come That's on. That's a good show title.
Paw, properly. No, properly. Give me the paw. Not wafting it at me. Show them how clever you are. Paw. Good girl. Other one. The left one. Come on. Part with it. Good girl. And what do you get for that? Oh, a dentist stick from Kim.
Should we have that as a show title?
A dentist stick from Kim?
No, Pumpy in the Park.
Oh, Rumpy Pumpy in the Park with Theo. He knows no decorum. He doesn't. He is the baddest
Let's
boy.
Give me that bag. Or will she be back for another one?
She probably will, but she shouldn't have one.
No, she's not
she's
having
enough.
One.
She's had enough. Kim's yelling today. No problem with that at all. And Paul in Sydney. It's a good idea, because then I can ask you how it is down under. It's a very good idea. So what else did we do today? I've been fighting with Scrivener today. I must admit, when I started with Scrivener, I created this. I went from Scrivener 1 to Scrivener 2. And I then started making all these magic compile formats. And when Scrivener 3 came along, it was like, what have they done? You could take a Scrivener 2 compile and put it into Scrivener 3. But it became a black box. You had no idea where to go to configure anything. So I got the MacBytes configuration working and left it alone. I felt that was a wise move. But something had actually broken, which was to do with the structure of a document. But it gave us flexibility in other ways. So we decided to leave it alone and just have it that this structure bit didn't work. But we've come across an issue where we're trying to put some stories in there and we like to have headings to separate out the bits. And we've only got, I think it was 3 headings. So I made 2 more. Yeah, it didn't work well. So today it was a case of like, I'm going to have to make this work because working with it was turning into a nightmare. So I did some of that today. And didn't I break something?
Probably.
It's likely that I did break something. But it was all about Scrivener compiles today. Oh, Kim saw the lorries in Dover on the news this morning. The lorries have, they've cleared the airfield. So I think that had 4,000 on. They've gone, which is quite impressive considering they were all there on Christmas Eve. But there's still 1,600 lorries along the M20. The M20 being like one of your highways. It's a motorway. It goes through Kent. So it's basically from London to Kent, to Dover. We went on there once, you know. It is a nightmare because, I mean, why is it so narrow? Why don't they just widen the thing so there is space for the lorries and six lanes of traffic plus two hard shoulders? No idea. But it's only two lanes to start with, I think. And there's 1,600 lorries still sat there. Not many of the people who've been tested have tested positive, which is good news. But I think there was as many as 20-odd had tested positive. So I don't know what they're doing with them. Because if you think about it, they've been living in their cabs for up to a week. Who's going to move the lorry? Who's going to want to climb into it and move it? If they take them to hospital or whatever. Or maybe they're okay. I don't know. But the last I heard yesterday was the facilities were, and I think they used the term, rudimentary. It was basically a bucket in a shed on the edge of the field, and that was it. So there were no washing facilities. And people who usually pitch up to feed the homeless had pitched up to feed the lorry drivers. Which, you know, what a way to spend Christmas. Not good. Hello, Paul. Can they hook up another trailer and leave the cab? Yes, they can, but they need to uncouple it. Probably from, there's probably some safety device on the inside that they need to get to anyway. No problem, Pete. Now, can you explain who Annie is? Do you want to explain the situation, Mike?
Yeah. Kim said, hi, Pete, how's Annie? Pete said, Annie, ? Kim said, was that another Pete with Annie? So somebody came in last night and had their handle as Pete and Annie, and we're not sure if it was you, Pete, or another Pete. So I was saying, did you pop in just as we were wrapping up last night about 8 o'clock? Or was that another Pete? So we need to know these things.
We need unique handles is what we need. That's what we need.
So is your missus Annie? Or daughter?
Significant other? Dog, cat, friend. Hey, either way.
Friend,
yep, we're not fussy, whatever. But if you don't know Annie, it wasn't you. I think it was Peter W.
Ah.
But he put Pete, not Peter, which threw me. Ah, oh, dear, dear me. Don't tell the wife, Emma. So, as Kim was saying, how is Emma? Forget that, it was clearly Peter W. We're going to have an inventory. We are, so we can remember who's who. Well, it's just another one of your women, Pete, isn't it?
Like me and my
women.
Yes,
you're getting as bad as Mike with women. Yes, just say that. Oh dear. So there we are, talking to people as though it's you and it's not. Right, I will remember that's Peter W. So if Pete and Annie comes in, it's not Pete, it's Peter W. Does life need to get much more complicated? Oh dear, oh dear. So have you made your mind up, Jonathan? What would be better? The score staying as it is or another MacBites and you being down by a point? Oh no, you can't claim that back, can you? Because it's conceivable, we haven't done the vote yet, that we start again on the first of the month. Oh, he wants another MacBites. He doesn't care about the score.
Johnny, you've only just had one. You're like Lola.
Have you caught up, Jonathan? Have you actually listened? Or are you savouring it? Do you know there are people who do that? And then all of a sudden, and this has happened a couple of times, people are like, oh, I'm going to eke this one out because I never know when the next MacBites will be. Despite the fact we know when it'll be. When you least expect it. So what we did was, we did a MacBites 7 shows in 7 days. To say people were delinquent was an understatement. They were like shocked. 7 magpies. I mean, that's virtually a year's worth, crying out loud. Jonathan was listening on his walk. When he said the next magpies would be when you least expect it, I wouldn't have expected it today. No, neither would we, Jonathan. They must have thought I was mad giggling to myself whilst walking. Yeah, I reckon locally, you know. You've probably got a reputation for being, oh, there's that poor lad, the one who keeps giggling to himself and talking to himself. They don't know what they're missing. Let's leave it at that. Kim just listens to them again. That's a mini marathon. That is a mini MacBites marathon. Oh, Pete says everyone wants another MacBites. He was about 9 months behind on catch-up of all hours after hours at the moment. You'll get there in the end, though, won't you? And anyway, you could circumvent that with Notion 2021. Now, bearing in mind here, folks, it's Monday tomorrow, allegedly. No, it's not. It's Sunday.
It's Sunday.
No, yeah, well, I was close. It wasn't Friday. Right, scratch that. Okay, it's Sunday tomorrow. Which means I'll be looking at getting something ready for Friday, which is the first, which is MacBites After Hours 109, where we're starting the look at Notion 2021. So now is the time to get your requests in. Anything specific you're thinking of including in your Notion 2021 setup, or anything that you just fancy contemplating. Ooh, Deb says, guess what I got for Christmas from my... Is that Nana or Nina? Or is your Nana Nina? That'd be good. Ooh, in good news, Pete's new job move has been approved. You'll have 20-minute commute instead. And the mortgage has been approved too, moving in January, February. You know, you said you were 9 months behind, Pete. I predict at least 11 by that stage. But, like I say, you can always forget the Notion stuff and start again from scratch. Yes, the Brooklyn's theme is friends and family. Oh, we've got some classics. We have got some classics. Do you know, they've actually, today, with the Boxing Day sales thing, people have gone into tier 4 today. We're still in a tier 3. So in effect, we've moved down, but we haven't really. Millions being spent on sale items today. What for? Yes, that's what I said, Lola. That's exactly what I said. Yes. You don't need any more to eat. Not after you've had your full dinner. Pigs in blankets and treats. It's like trying to rationalise with somebody completely irrational here. If you had another one, you wouldn't go and settle anyway, because then you come back for another one. See, listen to your father. He said you're not having another one. She's playing us off against one another, you know, doing the kid thing.
She is.
I didn't have much success with that when I was a kid. I think it came of being an only one as well. They had the measure of me, sadly. I remember I used to say to Dad, can I have a dog? And he'd say, see your mother. And the answer to that was no. So he was worse than useless, my dad, wasn't he? So what I'd do with him, he'd say in the end, well, can you take me to Gran's then? Because Gran had a dog and I could go and take the dog out for a walk. Yes, she was a girly dog like you, and she'd had puppies like you. She had a boy's name. Everyone thought she was a boy. Well, you wouldn't call a girl Rebel, would you? The James Dean dog. Rebel. My gran used to call her Reb.
But come on, then.
I kept thinking the name was a boy's name. So this poor dog that was a girl got called him all her life. Transgender before it was trendy. That's what we think. Right, okay. Ooh, Deb, that's nice. Hang on, let me catch up, Brooklyn's theme. Yeah. We miss all week having MacBites on a Thursday. Do you know, Kim, Mike and I said the same with having it on a Thursday. It was like, I keep thinking today's Saturday, but it wasn't. It was Friday and it was Christmas Day. And last night I'm like, oh, hang on, it's Friday. We did it last night. And then this morning, I'm all over the place thinking, oh, I've not done a mail. Mike said, it's not Advent anymore. And Christmas Day was yesterday. And I went, so it was. So then I could settle down. And then not an hour later, he said, have you done tonight's mail? And I thought, there are words for people like you, and they are not for sharing in nice company. Oh, right. So Deb's got a computer. Is this Nina? Nina, you got a new computer. Oh, no, hang on. She got you the Affinity Designer and hubby got me the three new Levenger notebooks. Oh, Levenger notebooks. You sent me a link to their website and that was me gone. They were fabulous. I loved those. So Pete got the Affinity Publisher book, almost like Santa did ordered it himself for the kids to give it to me. Right, so Notion. What do I use my day view for in Notion? I seem to use the week view and specific project pages. Not sure what I'd get more granular for. It's just an option, I guess. One of the things, I don't use my daily pages that much, I'll be honest with you, Pete. Probably the main use is to pick a picture of the day and put it on it. And then I can actually look at the entire year in pictures. I think I use it less than I thought I was going to, because I also have a Rome account and I adore Rome. Some people say that Rome and Notion are competitors, and I guess you could look at it like that. But you know what? It's like having a knife and fork. Each one does a particular job very, very nicely, and they complement one another very, very nicely. But Rome is not cheap and Notion's free. But what Rome does is automatically it gives you a note dated for today. And you just throw everything in there. And then once you've done that, you can start organising it if you want to organise it. So I tend to have a page in Notion that points to all the other pages that I've made notes in. And because of that, in Notion, I tend to stick in the week view. So there are things that you can put in there, but I sometimes think with people, it's like trying to find a use for it rather than the need driving you. Hello, Simon. But I will certainly have a look at that. So I will add that to my list, daily view. So daily view below the fold. Right, let's put that in there. Okay, let's carry on. Notion interfacing with current Notion 2020 and or incorporating current setup with new items. Oh, that's a nice one, Paul. That is a good one. I'm calling this Notion 2021, but I'm not starting from scratch, only because last year, part of the demonstrations I did with you was importing all the dates for this year, like for 2021. So for me, it's not a completely new system, but it is completely new in terms of I've gone completely back to basics and thought, right, what do you need? What worked? What didn't work? What could have worked better, and what things do you need to add to it? So one of the things that was mentioned was I'm loving this asking about Annie. Clearly Simon's been a good boy, not run round with it. One of the things would be doing bulk imports, which is the thing that I do once a year. Sometimes I do it more, depending on what it is. I mean, this time last year, we had no idea about marooned. Marooned wasn't a thing. So we were looking at MacBytes episodes and After Hours episodes. But obviously, we then thought, well, we'll do 5 days of marooned, we thought. 5 days, that'll be enough. 285 days later. But we reached a point where it was like, well, you know, I think heading into September, it was like, maybe we'll... Wasn't there a day in September that was a special day, you know, something like 150 or something? Probably, was it 200? Did 200 happen in September?
Don't know. I'll consult my spreadsheet.
Well, we reached
the
a point
where... The one
that
goes up to 10,000.
We thought, you know, it may all be over by September. And then it wasn't. And then once it started to get really bad, it was like, we'll make a bulk importer for it. Now, normally when I do the bulk import, I don't bother keeping the framework. Every one was a heavy lift. But I decided we were doing things...
200 was the 1st of October.
That's probably what we thought. It'll all be over by October, we thought. And then the last week in September, it all kicked off again. So it was going down nicely, but then it kicked off again.
Yeah, but I expected it to be over before 100, didn't I?
You did.
With my spreadsheet.
Yes, Mike didn't account for three padding... numbers, did you?
No.
No, I did. But as Jonathan pointed out, I may have grossly underestimated this. We'll see. Because you put 10,000 in?
Or 1,000? How far have I gone down?
Tell me one day when day 1,000...
1,000 is where I've gone to.
Oh, right. That's fine then. Because my numbering system accommodates 9,999.
Well, I'll go up to there then, and then we're equal.
Then we can see when that is, but I'll probably be long dead by then, with the stress of it all. So what I started to do was, because I was repeating it, I built these bulk importers, and they sit there ready to have data put in them, and then give me a really quick way to get the data in there. So I'll look at that as well. I have heard of Kraft, Paul. I have. Some people are switching from Obsidian to Kraft. Obsidian is a free version of Rome, basically. So, yes, I have heard of that. So let me get that bit up that I was talking about. Right. So that's incorporating current setup. Current setup in 2020. Yeah, I will cover that because that's exactly what I'll be doing. But I wanted people to be able to follow along, even if they've never used Notion before. So in essence, you could start from scratch. It wouldn't matter. Oh, poor Simon, it went over his head. We think she's related to pizza. Oh, dear. Really, Pete? A bit on the side you didn't know about? This is getting worse for Mrs. Pete. Yeah, I must have a deeper look at Kraft, but I think changing machines has made me realise that I want to simplify things and not have 3 million apps when 2 million will do. So if I look at something and it's like, oh dear, that's amazing. I need to look not just at the new things it can do that are amazing, but the things that I can currently do that maybe I can't do with that. I definitely need to do that. It looked a little bit to me like Google, the notey thing. What's a notey thing in Google?
Keep.
Google Keep. I think it was that like wall look to it. I think maybe for notes, but for me, Notion is more than notes. So the last thing I need to do is add something extra in. Plus the fact, you know, however nice they look and whatever, I have to think about, is it going to be around in a year from now? Because I'd be putting things in it for more than that. It could well be that it's absolutely amazing. I don't know. I shall have to have a look at it, but I must be careful. Otherwise, I'm going to want to switch, and that's not good. So let's have a look at the price. Monthly subscription, £5, and annual subscription, £45. It'd be cheaper, but can you share stuff, or is it single player? Is it multiplayer or single player mode? I will have a look, but I don't want to say I'm going to be switching anytime soon. You know when you've just got a system set up? Long as Notion's there, I think I might be using it. Because it does give you the complete flexibility. I mean, all the ones we tried before didn't. So Trello, Asana, Zenkit, they didn't. They did what they did very well. But if you wanted something fractionally different, then you were straight out of luck, really. Which is most unfortunate. Have I done anything on Hindenburg? Bought it but haven't had a chance to play with it. I did a demonstration. Did I compare Hindenburg with something else? I think I did. And I did something on Friday as well, Pete. But other than that, no. Not a big demonstration, but I did do a whole thing where I edited a show. Didn't I edit the Elvis special? This is coming back to everybody. I did an Elvis show and I showed how I edited that in Hindenburg. So I have done that. I have done the podcast bit and I did the bit that I did on Friday when Jonathan's show got published live with Jonathan's artwork. We get busier in the next 2 to 3 weeks. What's going to get busier in the next 2 to 3 weeks? Oh, the COVID thing. Yes, that'd be right. And now we have Annie and the Lady Pipes. Oh, so did you buy it, Paul? Did you buy Hindenburg? Just not done anything with it. Hindenburg's amazing. Honestly, I could not do the amount of audio I do without it. And I, well, there's actually a funny story that's going to be in the next MacBytes. But in essence, I had Hindenburg installed on this machine and I'd done a couple of very simple edits. So I come to do the show yesterday and I reached out for my Stream Deck and my Stream Deck lit up and I pressed the buttons and nothing happened. And I'm like, what's going on here? And then I remembered, didn't install the driver. So install the driver. There it was. Yeah, it's here. Press this button. Nothing worked. Long story short, I ended up having to edit the show without it until I remembered what the issue was and then fixed it. But that was later. So Hindenburg has its dependencies as far as I'm concerned. But Hindi hides half its features. That's the big issue with it as far as I'm concerned. But what I will say about Hindi at the moment, National Broadcast Day was February. It's about February the 15th, National Broadcast Day. You get a decent deal that day. I'm wondering when there'll be an update, a big update. I don't know. At least you get update rates. But they seem to be working more on the socials, do Hindenburg. And they've also got people in, which might indicate that they're spending their time actually, you know, finessing a new version. I don't know. But doubtless it'll work in a very similar way. I'm quite happy to do a Hindi session. I'm just wondering how many people would be interested in a Hindi session. And what could I edit? Oh, we could edit MacBytes, couldn't we?
Mm.
Hindi is one of those things. At the very beginning, I was very disappointed. And it was only when my trial was running out, I'm thinking, hey, how do I make this work? And then I realised half the features, not in the interface. And that was the problem I had last night. They're not in the interface. So you need to know the shortcuts. Only I have forgotten the shortcuts because I use the Stream Deck. I programmed the Stream Deck to use the shortcuts that I had written down at some point. So obviously I was working with no shortcuts. Mike then told me the shortcut, but that did something else. It was a nightmare. But you'll be happy to know it's all up and purring now. The dependencies are amazing. So I've got Hindenburg. Well, the ability to publish a MacBytes depends on Hindenburg working, which depends on the Stream Deck being configured, which itself depends on Keyboard Maestro working. And by the time you're finished, you're like, I've missed out one bit and it's right in the middle and nothing's talking to anything. But once it's set up and humming along perfectly, it's an absolute joy to edit in. Right, what's going on there? Paul thinks he'll stick with Notion as well. I think Notion it's got a lot in the way of features, but it also has an awful lot in the way of the capitalization that they've got means it will probably be there tomorrow. They have publicly said they are not in the business of selling it on to Google, for Google to kill it. They just want to grow it themselves. And I think they're going about it the right way. So for the moment, at the minute, people are getting a little bit pissy with them because of the API. They said it would be ready. They were talking about the API in 2018. And we're now heading into 2021 and it's still not here. So people are saying, you know, it's not coming and you're just keeping us subscribed, but it's not coming. It is coming, but people are just sniffy. I mean, it would be amazing if I could hook it up with my Google Calendar. But the fact that I can't doesn't particularly bother me. The one we came from could do that. And we switched 2.5 years ago. It doesn't bother me to that degree. I think people are trying potentially to automate a little bit too much. So they've got trouble about that. But it's going into public beta in Q1. So it's definitely coming. And it could be one of those things where you wait for it for a year and a half, like timelines. And then you think, yeah, meh. Because I've only got 3, I have to think about it too carefully so I don't bother using any at all. Right. Friday, I mean Thursday, do I? The next MacBytes. Well, you never know. You never know, Jonathan. Might happen. Not then, whenever the last deal day was, 30th of September. They usually only have one deal a year, which is National Broadcast Day. I think they did have two this year. Can't remember. Was it the second one National Podcast Day? It could have been National Podcast Day. Because they're squarely aiming themselves at podcasters now. They were squarely aiming themselves at radio broadcasters who were doing pre-records for radio. But now they are aiming themselves squarely at podcasters, which is good news, because the features they will add to support podcasting will be useful across the board for spoken audio. They do have another application, actually, which is all to do with audiobooks. It's heckishly expensive, but then these are people who are professional audiobook producers who are using the thing. I think the normal one is enough for me, the radio, the pro one. One thing I discussed with Mike in terms of Hindenburg and the pro version. The pro version has a couple of features, like the batch production and the uploading, that make it worth its while for me. Mike got the standard version and then instantly upgraded. And that was around National Broadcast Day, wasn't it?
I think it
was. You got the discount. What was I saying? It's got this voice thing, that like a voice matcher. You find some audio of yourself that you're happy with, that's totally perfect, and you tell it to take a print from that. And then when you throw audio at it that's not perfect, so maybe your recording environment wasn't as good, or you had a cold, you throw your audio into it, you edit it, and then you say to it, make it sound like that perfect one. And it does. And it's amazing. It is very, very good. So that enables me to record in multiple locations and then find the one that sounds like the location I'm happy with and then make the other bits sound the same. So that is particularly useful. I would pay again if they bring a new one out, but I don't know how close they are to bringing a new one out. They have added quite a few features to this one, because now when you produce something, there's a blue hyperlink in the dialog box, which means wherever you put it, you click it and it will go to it. And that was something they only added in the very last update. Paul is keen to stick with Notion and use it more. And Paul, the other Paul, got the Journalist version. I think I got Journalist Pro. They're both called Journalist, but Journalist Pro. But if you were to use it more between now and National Radio Day and then decided to upgrade, then you'd get the discount. There'd be a discount off the upgrade. And the upgrade is the price that it would have been including the discount, but also they would take off what you'd already paid, which was how come Mike got it for the same price I did anyway. You just need to find something to edit, really. And as for using Notion more, well, New Year's always a good time, isn't it? It's always a good time in the new year to think to yourself, you know, I'll get organised. We'll get organised now. We'll start doing something. But I think if you've got something that you're particularly wanting to track or plan, that will kind of G you along a bit. And that there's no better time for that than the new year. I've got bits and pieces of what to look at. So there's going to be, obviously, the very basics of this is how you set an up account. This is what you get for free. This is what is not for free. But we're going to need the core tables to provide, I think we did 4 or 5 last time. They're like the basic system that supports everything else. So we'll do that. But then added on to that is going to be specialist areas. So for me, my specialist areas are Brooklands, MacBytes, live show production, learning management system. So there was actually a discussion about an LMS. I think that was on Slack a couple of weeks back. Whether you have them together, whether you have one LMS system or you have one for each topic that you're looking at. So I'm going to look at the differences there and why there is actually a right choice and a wrong choice. I wouldn't say there's a wrong choice. It depends on what you want. But the way that Notion works, it makes one of the choices a better choice. So we'll look at the better choices and then actually build the thing. Now, I already have a learning management system that's in place and working. And I think I've put like, let's go and have a look, shall we? Let's go and have a look at it. Every time I watch a video, read an article or anything like that, it goes in the LMS. So I've been using that since probably about 18 months now. So if I change the view on this and we get a table view. Table. Let's have a table and see all. Then it will tell me the number of items that I've actually added into that. And this is that giving me the whole count? I think it is. I just need to know when it's from. And I do believe this is the core database. So when I get, in fact, I don't need to do that, do I? If I just do the delivery date the other way, or I've got another date in here. Let's do the delivery date in ascending order. If we do it in ascending order, I can see when the first one was. Okay, I started using this the 29th of... No, hang on. Hang on. That's giving me some older stuff in there. Let's have a look. I would say November 2019. So 13 months ago. This is going to be scary. 13 months ago. And the number of items that I have in there, this is unique items. So if it's a course, that's one item. If it's a YouTube video, one item. If it's an article, one item. And I have got in there 1,394 items.
That reminds me of something.
Cracker.
Yeah.
Leave it alone. So 1,394 items. So everything of mine is in one place and then organised within there and pulled out into separate LMSs if I want it to be. So we can certainly have a look at that. That was already there. I think it was... Two people mentioned that. I think it was Tracy and Pete.
Not Annie and Pete.
Not Annie and Pete, no. No, that's Pete's other lady.
Annie. And not your daddy.
Do you know, if poor Peter and Annie are listening, we do apologise. We thought it was Pete. But do come in and say hello, and then we can say hello officially to Annie. I'll have more hot water and more cold water, please. Right, so an LMS system and how best to deploy that. Obviously, if Pete's already deployed it, then he's not going to want to deploy another one, is he? We'll see, we'll see. But if you've got a particular job that you would like to do with Notion or something, you know, like maybe you've got a to-do app and you want to do that in Notion, then we can certainly have a look at that. Who is Annie Unbuckled? Okay, Simon, right, this is what happened. Last night, we were previewing the show, as you know, because you'd arrived in time for it. So just as we were unveiling the poster and stuff at the end of Marooned, Pete and Annie came in. And the name that was in the box was Pete and Annie. And we all thought it was Pete, Dr. Pete. So we're all saying, hi, thinking it was Pete and that his good lady was Annie. And that's where it was all left. Until tonight when Pete came in. And Kim said, how's Annie? And Pete has no idea who Annie is. So clearly, not that Pete. We think it was Peter W. and his good lady, Annie, who may or may not be with us today. If you are, hello, big hello to you. But if not, that's who we think it is. But up until Pete arrived tonight, we thought it was his good lady. We thought that was Mrs. Pete, which clearly it is, but not Dr. Pete. It's all very confusing, isn't it? But now we know that Mrs. Pete, Mrs. Dr. Pete, is Emma. So now we're much better placed now. We've got a much better view of all that's going on here at the moment. So it's nothing to worry about, Simon. We just need to find who owns Annie. But we think it's Peter W. Oh, dear me. It wasn't just Pete having an episode and he's forgotten. Well, it could be, couldn't it? Maybe he's had his jab and he's got amnesia now or something. Mind you, not much chance of a jab from what I've heard. Oh, gang, do you know what I did? I have no idea where I found this, but I got this link and it said it would give me, it promised me things. It promised it would give me a range of dates that I would be invited for my COVID vaccine. And like a Muppet, I went along to find out. You put in, I think initially it's all set to no. But basically you put in how old you were, and whether your job was on like the front line. So are you an NHS frontliner? No. Are you this? No. That? No. You know, and then based on the age and all of the things. So I went through the entire list and it was, or mine was no, 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 no to everything. So I thought the only way they're going to be able to tell you this is based on your age and the expectation for how they would be rolling it out with everybody else. It gave me a date. Last week in June, first week in July. I think they meant 2021, but you never know. And it was based on a take-up. It was based on a million vaccines a week and a take-up of 70.2%. And all other things being equal. So I can expect that in July. Lovely. So much for everything will be back to normal by Easter. Although I've quite got used to this as normal now, so I'm fine. No, don't rush. Give it to somebody else. Give it to somebody on the front line. But I just thought, honestly, this is what it's come to. That I'm sat here putting information into this thing to see when I may be invited for it. But I heard from a mate who probably doesn't know any better. Pete would be a better place to know. That the invitation to partake of the vaccine will come from your GP. And that's the only place it will come from. And I thought, well, that does kind of make sense. But our GP that we've been with since we moved in here in 1979 moved. And when I say moved, she already had a second practice. So she shut down the one close to us. So what they told you to do at NHS whatever was look at there was a list of local GPs. So look at the list and pick one. So I looked at the list. By the time I'd crossed off the ones that I wouldn't send a dead dog to, there was none left. But apart from that, I mean, seriously, the one that is closest to us, it's half a mile away. It's a huge, not even a practice, it's a huge health centre type thing. You should read the comments on this place. And I know personally of people who have been there and it would curl your hair. It would curl your hair. One was somebody with a known issue and there's something to do with the stomach. I'd have no idea what, but a known issue. They have been on medication for it since they were born, permanently. And they went to this place and one of the side effects is when they give you a test, it comes back and says that you know, you've consumed alcohol. And this person has not consumed alcohol. It's a known issue with the condition that they have that the tests come back wrong. They virtually had them at AA until they walked out. There wasn't one of these practices, even that one, even the one that, you know, you wouldn't send a corpse to. They'd probably do damage with that. None of them were taking patients on. None of them. And I said to Mike, how does this happen? Because, you know, when we were kids, it was just you went to the nearest doctor and that was it. You were then on their books. So why are these doctors full? I don't understand it. So we ended up staying with the one that we had. But I haven't heard from the one that our doctor since Mum died. So not heard from the doctor for 6 years. Apart from the letter that said they were shutting down the local thing. And I said, well, I'll stay with you. And they said, that's fine. And I haven't heard from them since. We have had set twos over the things they used to send. Coming for this test, coming for that test. Like, I'm not coming, so don't send the letter. Save yourself the stamp. When I'm ill, I'll come in. Until then, you won't see me. That. So will we get a mail from the GP? Oh, watch this space. It'll be very exciting, isn't it, Mike? Mm. And I think it makes sense it's from your GP because of any issues that you've got that would contraindicate having it. I wonder if they can get the dust off my notes. Because every time, on the odd occasion I have visited, the last one was that other imbecile. He got the notes out and he wasn't listening to a blind word I said. He was just, he took, like, you know how the notes come out of an envelope? He took the notes out and he spread them all across the desk and he's trying to put them in the right order. I thought they were in the right order to start with. And then he said, these aren't in the right order. And I thought, well, that's not my problem. I'm ill. Can you listen to what I'm saying? Because I'm ill. And he said, I've got to get them in the right order because it looks like there's some missing. So I said, when? So he said, the last 5 years. I said, I haven't been in 5 years. So that quite threw him. So he got them in the right order, then decided he'd have a look at what was wrong with me. Oh boy, did I have a bad ear infection. And wouldn't give me anything for it. You're just moaning. I thought, what are they? I must be ill. I must be ill if I pitched up and I haven't been in 5 years. I would have thought that was the big giveaway, but apparently not. Apparently not. Did end up getting some treatment for that in the end, though. Went private to this guy on Harley Street, who was quite happy to do a video consult and call it done. So I don't know what whether I'll hear from my GP. No idea. It's going to be so exciting, isn't it? So Deb says, her GP says they wouldn't be getting the COVID vaccine. Well, given the kind of stuff that my doctor does, she's a specialist in obs and gynae, which freaks me out, just the mere thought of it, but never mind. We don't do below the neck. Not when I go, we don't. Oh, she wanted to sound my chest once. Yeah, once. No, we don't do that. She even suggested that I took my jumper off. That wasn't happening, I can assure you. Pete, I'm the patient from hell, aren't I? Like, what do you need to take my jumper off for? We could put the stethoscope down there and push on that from the outside. We do not need any clothes removing. I am literally the worst of the worst patient for the poor woman. But that was her specialty. So I don't know whether giving out the vaccine would kind of fit in with that kind of work. I don't know. No idea, but I look forward to finding out. We'll see how it goes. I heard tell that not all GPs were getting the vaccine, that some didn't want to do it. I mean, when you see the vaccine transported about with the army guarding it, you do worry, don't you? And my GP is not in the best area of Manchester. It's over on the east side of Manchester. It's nowhere near me or Jonathan either. So it's quite a way off now. Isn't it up past the city ground and keep going?
I couldn't tell you.
The old city ground.
Oh, yeah, the old city ground.
The old ground, yeah. So I don't even know where it is. But it's going to be a long time off anyway, so I'm not going to worry about it. It'll either come or it won't. And it could all be over by then anyway. And when I say over, I mean like it's mutated to such a point we need another vaccine now, as you were. Keep yourself locked up. So I'm not in any particular panic. I just thought it was comical that, you know, I think I'm the back of the queue. But, you know, I do hope that Pete and Rachel are way, way ahead of me, given that you're on the front line. I don't know why you're giving it to politicians unless they're going to be out on the front line feeding people, which, you know, is highly, highly, highly unlikely. But don't forget to send me anything about Notion that you're interested in, because this week is when I will be putting together the plan for Notion 2021. So I know at one point Paul in Ohio was interested in Below the Fold, so we can look at some Below the Fold options. We've got some neat Below the Fold options going on now that came about through a need rather than just, you know, flowering it up. To the nth degree. There was a need involved, which is always good when there's a need involved. Now, do I have access to the spreadsheet for tonight when I'm playing this music? Because at the moment, can't see a thing.
You should have.
I should have. That doesn't mean I have, does it?
Unless I've revoked access.
Oh, don't. Haven't we had fun with numbers?
Yeah.
Yeah, fun's not been the word. It's not been good. Not good at all. Paul is still interested in Below the Fold.
Fun till her daddy takes a spreadsheet away.
Oh, yeah. But it wasn't much fun to start with. So, yeah, we'll definitely do Below the Folds. One of the Below the Folds that's really interesting is the After Hours one. We've got two distinct different ones now for distinct different reasons. You could probably do the same with the MacBytes one. Below the Fold of the week is where the action takes place, as far as I'm concerned. I don't tend to drill down into the day level that much. If I did, it would be for like journaling, so I could look by day and not by week. That's what I would do with that. Good night, Jonathan. And Kim needs ideas on how to transition her days, weeks, etc. into the next year. Okay, we can do that. I wouldn't bother splitting them. I would just put them all together is how I would do it and run it through. It's always better to have a bigger database than a smaller one. But we will cover all of that. Oh, and archiving previous years. I would probably tend not to archive it, but what I would do is create a kind of map to the content from the previous year. So have like a dashboard for 2020. And have everything to hand so I could just switch to the 2020 dashboard and concentrate on what happened last year and then have a 2021 dashboard. That's probably what I would do with it. Yeah, I would filter everything. It may slow down eventually, but I've not seen any sign of that at the moment. So we'll look at the slowing down and the archiving and dashboards and stuff. I'll make sure Mike puts this chat where it should be, and then I will get all the notes out of it. But Kim's going to try and download 2020 into a spreadsheet. Yep, you could do that. You could archive it off totally separately and start again. I just don't see the need for that or the desire for it, because it would put you in a position where to query what happened in a certain time frame, you've actually got to physically go somewhere else. So I would tend not to do that. I can see the advantage of a spreadsheet, though. And of course, you can create PDFs. So it might, if you think about the journal with an image for each day, that would make a nice PDF to create so that you can do things like that with it. Mainly, it was like if you were starting from scratch or you were doing like your quarterly thing, because I think Notion benefits from a quarterly thing where you do actually add in the bits that you think would work better and get rid of the stuff that isn't actually working, because it's too easy to just sit there and keep looking at the same thing or try working with the same thing. I've done that myself, but on a quarterly basis, I go through and I think, you know, that's working, that's not working, and I make some changes. Right, let's get that in there out of the way.
Just under 3 minutes.
I've got the first three songs here. Oh, yeah, you've picked some good ones here, Mike. You have. They've got some slow ones later as well. So the
Smooches.
Smooches. The theme
for
is...
For the love hour.
And your ladies.
And Pete's ladies.
You've not got a delivery today, though.
No.
No. No Wendy, definitely not.
Couldn't get a slot.
I'm not surprised. It's Boxing Day. I think they're shut, aren't they?
Dunno.
Kim's fear is of being all online that you'll somehow lose the info you wanted historically. Yep, I totally get that. So we'll make a copy offline in all the different formats. Absolutely. No problem at all doing it. I wouldn't delete it from where it is. I would carry on using it and then generate another spreadsheet the next time you want a point in time. What we do without Wendy? Lola's going to be distraught. We'll have to pretend that today is not Saturday. Do you think she knows days? Or do you think she just does her own thing?
She does her own thing. She's a dog.
She's the dog. She's the doggiest dog. She's just so cute. What was she like at night last night? All snuggled up on top of the quilt with the pair of us stroking her. Oh, it was so cute. She's very docile at night, isn't she?
She is.
It was either that or the sausage roll thing.
Once she's been fed.
Not the sausage rolls, the pigs in blankets. The pigs in blankets. I think she'd overdone it. Just a bit, but she had had quite a lot, hadn't she? Yeah. Right, have you got your headphones on, Mike?
No, I'm monitoring the live.
Right, I'll get my headphones on, so I'm monitoring me. Now I've shut myself up. Do you know how I'd kept everything really tidy since the start of the holiday?
Mm.
Yeah. I've now got errant cables running all over the place here.
Well, we'll deal with it when we're finished.
That's because I had to bring in a table to put the laptop on the floor so I could plug the webcam
45
in.
Seconds.
Right. Okay. So, get your thinking caps on with Notion 2021. But for the moment, I'm going to say good night from me.
And good night from me.
And we'll both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.